Pastor to preach this morning. 所以他今天会讲到这种英文的，但是 Jeff 会翻译中文。 Jeff is going to translate into Chinese for us. 所以我们把上面的时间交给 Pastor. Now it's time for you, Pastor.
Zhang Cheng Hao.
Good morning.
I'd like to pray.
让我祷告一下，让我们一起祷告。
Our Father and our God, please prepare our hearts for what I might say today, Lord. We've all had rough times recently, I'm sure, and Father, I just pray that you speak through me or in spite of me, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So what does the word Lord really mean? Really, what does it mean? I mean, we call Jesus our Lord, and but do we really, really understand what that word means? According to the dictionary, the word literally means one who has dominion over others.
引经据典，查看那个字典上面说的，这个字典就是按字面的解释，就是说的。 他是一个人，一个位格或者一个位体，有绝对的统治权对于其他的人，或者其他人。
A master.
一个拥有者。
A chief.
就 chief 长官或首领。
Or a ruler.
或者是一个统治者。
So what does it mean to have Christ as your master or your chief?
如果你真的是把基督作为你的统治者，你的拥有者，这句话代表着什么意思呢？对于至于你。
He is the highest in authority over you.
他就是说他对你具有绝对的至高的权威。
In short, if Jesus is your Lord, then he is your master.
如果基督是你的主，那他肯定是你的拥有者，也是拥有你和占有你。
And if he's your master, then he has authority over you.
那如果要是主人的话，他肯定在你身上有他的权威，有他的统治。
And here's the hard pill to swallow.
现在有一句话大家可能听起来不大顺耳。
That means total authority.
是一个绝对的权威，不是有保留的。
Reigning authority.
就是有统治的权威，有绝对的。
He's your chief.
他是你的首领，是你的长官。
Your chief justice.
他是你至高无上的，就是总裁者。
Your commander in chief.
他是在军队中这种，就是你的长官的意思，长官。Ruler. 这是统治者 ruler.
King.
君王。He
is Adonai.
Adonai.
And you told me that.
Okay. Adonai 是我。
But you said it right.
Yeah, Adonai.
Tell him again.
Okay, Adonai.
Yeah. Had a little bit of Chinese accent there too.
Yeah.
Made it like vibrate.
I think you're northern Chinese. 我就解释一下，let me brief.
No problem.
我跟那个就是之前我不知道这个词，我就是刚刚在下面的时候，今天早上问他，我说 Adonai 是什么意思？他跟我讲这是一个就是闪米特语的一个词，也就是主的意思，但是跟那个 Lord 有点不同。下次可能他要解释。
He's putting words in my mouth again, isn't he?
Try to make you laugh.
So, Jesus is not Savior, but Chief. Not Savior, but Lord. Not Savior, but King. Not Savior, but Ruler.
不仅仅是，而且是你的统治者。
And that's right, Christ is not your Savior.
就综上所述，我就这样说，耶稣基督并不是仅仅是你的救赎者。
Did you hear that? He's not only or just your Savior. This is subtle, but it's true.
很微妙，很那个，很微妙，很那个subtle。是，但是这里面虽然是有很微妙区别，但是这个区别很重要，而且很真实。
You see, when we call Jesus, and we only call him Savior,
当我们叫耶稣的时候，我们都经常说救主，救主，Savior。
It's about us.
其实从这个角度来讲，是从我们这个个人的角度来考虑问题的。
If the only words that come out of our mouth is Jesus died on the cross for our sins, it's not about God. It's about us. And so, no, he is more. He is Savior and Lord. I found something interesting quite a few years ago when studying the New Testament.
有一段时间之前，我在学新约圣经的时候，觉得我发现一件事情很有趣。
And I challenge you to check this.
我让大家一起跟我一起来探讨一下。
The word Savior is never used alone.
就是Savior这个词，就是救赎，救赎者这个词，并不仅仅是单独使用在圣经里面。
It's always coupled with the word Lord.
它经常是和主这个词一起连用。
I mean, there are a few times where it's with Prince or God.
有的时候他会用上帝或者是那个神子, Princess, 就是王子的词。
However, don't you think that word is pretty similar to Lord?
就是大家可以知道这些其他词即使用的不一样, 也是和Lord这个主这个词是一样的。
I'm going to ask Jeff, I'm sorry. I'm going to ask Jeff to read 2 Peter 1:1.
那个2 Peter, 大家跟我一起读一下好了。 给那因我们的神和救主，耶稣基督之义，与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。And
then also Acts 5:31.
使徒行传第五，神用且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赎罪的恩典给以色列人。So
what does this tell us?
这个写出这些东西，真正的圣经要告诉我们什么？
What's this say? One of my best friends is a lawyer. And I know that lawyers are masters of words. So I asked him, what's the word and mean, Ted?
我就问他这个and这个词代表什么意思，你准确地给我帮我解释一下。
And he told me,
他跟我讲,
both,
但是两个,
always,
总是,
period.
在一起, period.
The dictionary tells us the word means together with.
在字典上讲, 它是两个词, 就是说, 在一起。
So what can we conclude from this?
我们从这里面可以引申演绎出什么?
I think we can say that Christ is not just Savior.
我可以这样讲, 就是耶稣,
I think we can safely say that calling him Savior isn't enough.
我可以这样讲，这如果要是仅仅把他耶稣叫做救赎者，这是一个不充分完全。
Just proclaiming Christ as your Savior is not sufficient.
仅仅把他把耶稣把他称为救赎者，这个是不充分。
And according to these texts and many, many more like it, Christ doesn't just stop at Savior. He must be God or Lord or Prince or King or Ruler or Chief or any other word that gives him that praise that he is the ultimate.
所以说关于这所有的词，我们刚才听过的话，听过以后就是真正的接耶稣，并不止于作为一个救赎者，而且他要再往前进展，晋升。 而且要更多的，他可以是神，是主，是王子，这样他才有这样的荣耀，才有被荣耀尊崇至高。
He's the ultimate position of authority over us.
他是至高无上，拥有绝对的，控制的，绝对的authority，权威在我们的。 在我们的头上，在我们全全部。
I just want to challenge you to stop calling him Savior.
我现在可能是听起来不大合适，但是我想从现在开始，大家不要仅仅从以后不要再把耶稣叫做救赎主、救赎者，而是
because of the mindset that that gives us that it's about us.
这个我之所以这样说，是因为救赎是救赎我们，所以说这个着重点是不一样的。请大家继续往下听。
Because here's the interesting thing.
这里面有一个很有趣的一个元素在里面。
The word Lord is used alone.
就这里面你看，就是主 Lord 这个词可以单独用的话，可以单独用，经常会单独用。
Savior is not used alone, but Lord is.
但是救赎者，但是不经常是这样，不这样，只有是主，主和神这个词才会单独经常用。
So that means Lord is the dominant factor in that statement.
如果这样的话，在这个陈述句里面，这个主这个词是绝对的主语，而且这个就是救赎者 Savior， 这是一个辅助主语。
I started doing that.
我开始这样想，就这样做。
I save talking about salvation, Savior, until after I know that He is Lord.
哦，我开始这样想，尤其在我的日常的这个侍奉的里面是这样做的。我要真正的了解，首先是知道耶稣是我的主，然后我再去讲，才去认真的考虑他是我的救赎。
So some of you might be saying, "So what?"
有的人会在座的会想，啊，这有什么了不起的
？I already knew that.
没无所谓，我早就知道这些事情。
Well, I challenge you to ask yourself this question instead.
如果要这样的话，那么我就要问大家另一个问题。
If you know this, how is it affecting your life today?
我的 challenge 就是我的那个挑战，对你的挑战就是，如果你要知道的话，你所知道这些东西对你今天所行所说有什么影响？你如果真的是知道的话。
What am I supposed to do?
他说：“既然你知道，那你应该根据你知道的去做什么。”
Let's look at 2 Timothy 2:19.
让我们看《帖摩西后书》。大家跟我读一下好了。然而，神坚固的根基立住了。上面有这印记说，谁认识谁？放不就读的人，要离开不易。
Sounds like a commandment to me.
听起来这句话就像一个命令。
Must
一定
turn away from wickedness.
就是一定要要总要离开不易。
But what is wickedness?
什么叫邪恶不易 ？Wickedness。
Is wickedness what happened in New York and Washington so many years ago?
如果是关于在华盛顿发生的这些事情，在纽约当时他所指的就是那些就911的事情。如果这些事情难道是不义吗？是不是不义
？Is wickedness what happened in Oklahoma so many years ago?
要好多年以前在奥克拉荷马发生的事情，是不是不义是邪恶
？Or Columbine?
Oh, Columbine.
That's a school.
Oh, I see. That's okay. So Columbine School, you 知道那些孩子那个枪杀的连续发生好几个，其中一个叫 Columbine.
Or all those other schools in the news.
还有其他的好多学校，像那个 Donberry， 刚才说的是 Colorado 的事。
The answers to all those questions is absolutely yes.
所以这些邪恶的事情肯定是邪恶，邪恶就是邪恶，绝对是。
Why?
为什么会有邪恶
？Because it's man-driven.
Because 因为是人在其中，在邪恶之中。
Humans did it.
但是这邪恶都是人类导致的。
However, it's not the only form of wickedness.
所以这个刚才所说的这些事情，并不仅仅是邪恶的一种表现，一种表现的形式。
Based on my study of the scriptures, wickedness is just a stronger word for sinfulness.
根据我的一些学习，还有我自己的体会，wickedness.只是关于罪的这个词的一个很强的一个表述，一个 strong word for it.
But what is sin?
罪又是什么？既然说到这里
，How have you sinned?
我们是怎样犯的罪？犯了罪。
How have we sinned?
我们是怎样犯罪的?
Let me tell you a short story about a feeding ministry known as the Carpenter's Kitchen.
我下面讲一个故事，关于一个Carpenter's Kitchen。Carpenter's Kitchen就是一个木匠，翻译成中文应该叫木匠的厨房。
This is from 1994.
它是1994年的时候。 So, you want to talk about the Carpenter's Kitchen?
Sure. I'll let you just tell him.
Okay. Carpenter's Kitchen就像那个Sarah House，还有其他的就是那个charitable，就是关于那些不幸的那些穷苦人。 给他们那个施舍，那个周济的这种慈善的机构，这是其中之一而已了。Okay.
So as a baby Christian, I went to this kitchen to help serve those unfortunate people who come there just to get a meal.
当作为一个初信之初的这个新的基督徒，我去到那个就是这个中心去帮着那里空中一些给那些不幸的人给他们服务。
It was a warm June day, and I met this man. His name was Mike.
要在一个温暖的六月的一天，我遇到一个人，他的名字叫Mike。
He had burns all over his face, and he was distressed and restless and simply worn out.
就是Mike这个人，他脸上就是很多的烧伤，很多的那个就是烫伤的那个伤疤，而且很疲惫，很不安，很焦躁。一句话来说是灰头灰脑，非常。
I started talking to him, and he started telling me about his friends, and he told me with such an extreme heavy heart and a tear in his eye that all of his friends just died recently.
慢慢的了解多了一下，他慢慢的向我娓娓道来，就是关于他的朋友，他的一些事情，而且他的心情非常沉重，眼里含着泪跟我讲，他的那些朋友是如此不幸。
They died. And he said it was from a drug overdose or by committing suicide. I could see the pain in his face. I could hear the emotion in his voice. And I felt what he felt. The best I could.
我确实的能够心与他的心在一起，能够体会他的忧伤、他的痛苦，还有他的不安。And
with all sincerity and seriousness, he asked me why I thought they did it.
他真切的也是真心的对我问，他就想知道答案。他跟我讲，他说的为什么这些事情发生在我的朋友中。
I mean, I could tell he really didn't know.
我可以跟大家坦诚地说，当时我真是不知道，我不知道我怎么回答他。And
I knew I didn't know.
他知道，他是这样说，我知道，我确实是我不知道。I
had no clue why someone would commit suicide.
我不能理解为什么有的人会自杀，如此好的生活生命。Or
abuse drugs to the point of death.
他会用剂量，用毒的剂量，用到这种程度，以至于死。All
I could think of was it must have been very painful for them.
我可以想象，这种痛苦是可能对他们来说是极其极其痛苦，以致难以接受的。So
finally, what seemed like a century, I gave him that churchy answer.
最后，我给他一个就像那个教会那种常用的教会的经典八股那种说法。
I said maybe they didn't have Jesus in their heart.
就是那种就敷衍一下，就说的，也许他们心里没有耶稣，所以说导致他们死亡。
What a baby Christian thing to say, huh?
作为一个初信的新的基督徒，说起来多么轻松，多么了然。Not
that my answer might have been wrong.
我的回答不见得错。But
it sure wasn't deep enough.
不错是不错，但是不深。To
fulfill his pain.
不足以抚平他的伤口，不足以给他足以的安慰。He
then told me the following.
然后麦克跟我。 说如下的话,
and it impacted me greatly, and I recorded it in a journal.
这个话对我来说产生巨大的震撼，而且我把它记在我的日记里。This
is what he said.
这是他这样说。
Said it was like they were driving towards a cliff, They were driving towards a cliff which they saw but would not slow down.
他这样说，他说的这些人，我的朋友，我是看着他，跟他们一起生活，我看着他们是这样子，他们就像一个驾驶着一辆飞快的车，不停的向悬崖开去，他们看到那个峭壁，但是他们不愿意停下来，他们也不想停下来。
They saw it, but they wouldn't slow down.
他看见那些峭壁，也看到了悬崖，但是他们就是不想停下来，也不要停下来。
I know what it's like to be sinful.
我知道犯罪的时候会是个什么样的状态。
I'm just one beggar trying to show another beggar where to find food.
我就像一个乞讨者，像一个乞丐，去告诉另一个乞丐到哪里去寻找食物。
Sinfulness is driving us away from God, not towards Him.
就是犯罪，就是把你从神那里远离，而不是向他走去。
I mean, yes, as Christians, as we go towards God, we might make a wrong turn here, a wrong turn there.
当我们寻求跟随神的时候，当然我们在所行的路上，慢慢的也有时会走错一步，或者走错两步，或者一些转折。
And we forget that that's sin.
Okay, 我忘记了罪在其中所做的事。
However, the true Christian,
但是做一个真正的基督徒,
the Lordship proclaiming Christians,
做一个 Lordship, 就是以主为中心的这个基督徒,
they're not living in a sinful nature.
然后我们就不会再生在这个罪性之中了。
They are merely sinners saved by grace.
我们是这样的，虽然是罪人，但是我们的罪是因为主的恩典和他的grace，因为他的恩典而得到了救赎。
Sinfulness or wickedness, as Mike taught me, is like driving towards a cliff and not slowing down.
罪与邪恶所导致的，就像对我来说，就像那个麦克提醒的，就像开一往直前的开向义无反顾的开向那个就悬崖，而导致毁灭。Yes,
all sinfulness is not as dramatic as the recent events I talked about.
所有的罪并不是像我刚才说的那样激烈，那样的就是显而易见，有些是以其他形式体现出来。
But as Mike pointed out to me,
像麦克说给我提醒的，给我指出来的,
the image he painted for me,
这个画面黑，他给我展示出来的，说给我比喻出来的,
is perpetual sin is wicked.
就是即使持之以恒不断的，就是一直不放弃的这种罪，一样也是不义，也是邪恶。
And keep these five simple things in mind when we attempt to gain more understanding of what sin is and how we can battle it.
记住刚才我说的这五件事情，这样的话，如果我们能够记住的话，我们能够对于不义和罪有更好的理解，而且当罪来临的时候，我们有足够的就是装备去抵挡与之搏战。Sin
is sneaky.
罪是很狡猾、很隐蔽的。
It's a trap.
它是一个陷阱。
It'll trick you.
它会给你捉弄你,
and it can make you temporarily happy.
它会让你短期的得到欢欣愉快,
but in the long run, it's destructive.
但长期的长此一久，绝对是一个摧毁。
Sin is ugly.
罪是丑陋。
Nine times out of ten, it hurts other people.
十有八九会伤害其他人。
Ten times out of ten, it hurts God.
100%会伤害神。
Sin simply is not pretty or beautiful.
罪当然不美，也不善，也不好。
It can appear that way at first.
有的时候它可以会看起来是这样。
It's like a hidden storm lurking in the dark.
就像一个暴风骤雨一样的，在黑暗之中慢慢的就向你涌来。
It's like that unknown thing that we can't see, but it's always there.
就像一些东西我们不知道，但是一直在那里，一直在我们所不知的地方隐藏着。
Next one is sin can be fun.
下一个罪可能是也许会很好玩。
Yes, it can be for a season or for a short period of time.
也许是的，有时候罪也许是某一个季度、某一个时刻、某一瞬间，它会很好玩、很有趣。
But sin can hurt others and damage others.
但是罪可以毁坏别人，对别人造成伤害。
And what fun is that?
如果罪对别人造成伤害，这样的好玩，这样有趣，这样又有什么趣？有什么好玩的？
There are speed limits.
就有时速限制。
God tells us in Romans to obey the laws.
上帝告诉我们，我们要遵守所有的规则。
But I drive very fast.
但是发生了，我开车很快。
It's one of my biggest problems.
这是我的一个缺点，缺点。
I remember my mom saying, "It's all fun and good until somebody gets hurt."
她说的啊，这你开快车没关系，一直开也没不出事。妈妈告诉她说的，只要开没出事都是好事，都没事，都好玩，觉得好玩。
We need to think beyond the moment of pleasure or desire, and it might be attractive to us at first, but ultimately it is ugly, ugly, ugly.
我们要透过现象看到很长远的地方，不要为一时的激动、一时的快乐、一时的冲动，而导致长久的迫害，而且导致接受。最后导致了接受就是罪恶所带来的毁灭和他的丑恶。
Sin's habitual. If you lie once, you probably will lie again.
罪恶是一种习惯性的。如果要是你说过一次谎，那很容易说两次。
If you have sex before marriage or you cheat on your wife, more than likely you'll do it again.
如果你要是婚外有性婚前有性生活，或者是婚后有出轨行为，很有可能你会一而再再而三的去做。
Sin grows.
而且罪它是在增长，一直在增长，它会增长。
If you gossip, more than likely you'll gossip again.
如果要是喜欢流言蜚语，喜欢传闲话，你还是传闲话导致很多的麻烦。
There's nobody in this congregation that has a problem with gossip, is there?
所以这个我们教会从来没有，不会有这事情啊。
Not Columbia Chinese Baptist Church.
No, not our church. Yeah,
not our church. Not at all.
我们教会不会这样，这是开玩笑。
Even the pastor gossips.
对，其实真的是好多的牧师也会讲一些闲话，讲一些没用的八卦。
Next one is sin always separates.
而罪恶总是隔离，它会产生隔离的效应。
Sin is a separator. It divides man.Against man.
罪它可以把人与人隔离，人与神隔离。
And man against God.
也可以把人与神相对立。
And what do we do as humans?
作为一个人，作为一个我们会怎么样？
We try to put blame.
我们当然会指责。
Blame is what counts.It's the division that's the sin, not the person who's to blame.
指责会导致这个 division 分裂和那个和不和。
Sin drives us closer and closer to death.
罪恶是把我们慢慢慢慢的越来越推向死亡。
Sin has consequences.
罪有罪果。
Sex outside of marriage leads to disease.
婚外的性生活导致了性病。
Gossip can lead to rage.
流言蜚语导致愤怒。
Lying leads to mistrust, etc., etc., etc.
谎言会导致失信。如此说来，如此如此如此。
Years ago, my garbage disposal went up in my house.
我有一次，那个我的房间里，我的住的地方有一个就垃圾那个打碎器，大家都有在厨房里面。
What a crummy day, literally.
那天那个垃圾打碎机那个破了，坏了，弄得满哪里都是黏糊糊、脏兮兮的。
My kitchen floor was flooded, and we went without a kitchen sink for several days.
Okay, 我们的所有那个厨房里面那个地板都弄破了、弄脏了。我在连续几天之后，一直不能用那个 就是那个厨房里的那个水槽。
Finally, the weekend came, and I had the energy to attack this project.
啊，这个周末过来了，以后我就可以那个攒足精力，那个去来解决，来处理这个问题，重整旗鼓。
And I looked under the sink, and I noticed that the drain home was disconnected, the pipe was going into the disposal was corroded, and honestly, it just all crumbled away.
我记得有两件事情，一个是它的一个水管以后它脱开了，不知道什么原因；另一个是一个基础的管道它腐蚀掉了，腐蚀掉了以后，就是导致了很多一连串的接连而来的其他的一些麻烦。总而言之，是一团乱糟。
It was deteriorated, it rotted out.
慢慢的，它越来越变坏，而且它的锈蚀、腐蚀，原来很多地方都已经就是不复再修了，可以。
And I put my hands on it, and it literally fell.
把我的双手放在上面，
hands.
弄一弄，它一下整个就是真正的是这样的，整个就是不夸张的，它一下就掉下来了。
So after taking it out, and I saw it, why is it that we need to show these things to other people?
但是我放在手里。但是经常就是有这样的，我会愿意把这个东西给别人看。
Why do we think people are interested in seeing this ugly, gunked up mess?
他就说这样脏兮兮、这样丑恶的东西，这一大堆乱糟东西，这个谁会愿意看
？And guys, you know, especially our wives.
尤其这些妻子肯定不愿意看这些东西。但是
，So it's like, hey, honey, check this out.
哎，甜心，你看看这个乱七八糟东西。
Or, you know, we're playing a sport and go, hey, honey, look at the bone protruding from my arm. It's like we're cats, you know, the way a cat will bring home a mice to you. Or when we get hurt.
但就是说刚才那个我没有翻译进来，就是那个老鼠带回家里，就是给主人。
People want to see the stitches. Show me your stitches.
所以当我们受伤的时候，对吧？当我们受伤有创伤的时候，我们会那个好多人都愿意看，说哎，看看你，给我看看你的伤疤，你那个缝针。
I'm working with the heart patients over at Howard County General Hospital, and every patient goes like this and says, "See my scar?"
Oh.
And they're showing me their scar. I don't know why, but.I guess that's just the way we're wired.
他那个帕索尔最近现在是在那个Howard General Hospital 在那里面做事情，他一个心理辅导的事情。他那个据说很多的人都是有那个心脏手术的人开刀以后有很多 scar， 有很多的伤疤。他说那些伤疤是经常是跟他讲说，哎，你看看我的伤疤，这个。他说的，你
You did well.
Enough said.
You did well. So I thought for a moment. I'm like, how did it rust out?
但是这个为什么会这样呢
？And it didn't take me long to realize it was the garbage.
真正回头话回又说回来了，说到他那个水槽，他的水槽是这样的。他说的为什么我的水槽打水机会坏到这种程度？这种程度是什么导致的？真正就是那些垃圾。
It was the garbage.
是垃圾的问题。
Isn't that like our lives?
大家想一想，这个刚才说的垃圾，是不是真正这个像也真的像我们生活里面是一样的？这个垃圾，我们生活里的垃圾，厨房里的垃圾。
The garbage in our life gunks up it.
我们 in our life
messes it up.
Okay, and 在我们的那个生活里面，我们生活里面这些垃圾，这些不是厨房的垃圾，这些垃圾也会慢慢的积累。
The garbage in our life deteriorates us. It rots us. It corrodes.Our very, very soul.
就像腐蚀，就是厨房里面那个打碎机一样，这些垃圾慢慢的也会把我们锈漏、腐蚀，最后摧毁，最后 deteriorate， 慢慢变坏。
Sin is that garbage.
这个罪就像这些垃圾一样。
It gunks up.
它慢慢积累起来。
Our mechanism, our being.
我们这个。心灵里面还有这个身体里面这些垃圾，这里面慢慢我们这个 mechanism 就是这些机构这些运作这个机制，慢慢的就因为这垃圾所导致而破坏。
And it can rot us out and simply put, destroy us.
慢慢的这些腐蚀，慢慢就镂空，导致了摧毁和那个最后的毁坏。
So do me a favor right now.
现在我要有个大家对大家有个小小的请求。
Close your eyes.
请闭上眼。
And examine yourself right now. Are you simply just a sinner, or are you living in sinfulness? Between you and God, be honest and be truthful. Trust me, there is a difference between the two.
真正信主和不信主，真正的这里面有区别。
People who receive Christ as their Lord know the difference.
如果要是你真是以基督为主，以他为 Lord 这个人，那你会知道这里面的这些这里面的区别。
Others who just claim Him to be Savior don't.
其他另一些只是口头上声称耶稣为救主的人，他们不知道这里面的区别。
Remember, calling him just Savior means it's about you.
如果你要是仅仅把耶稣叫为一个救世主，那只是以你为中心的一个想法。They
think they have it.
这样的话，他会觉得他已经得到了他们所需要的。
I mean, they really don't. They feel pretty secure.
其实上他们并不知道，但是他们觉得已经知道，已经得到了，就是保证。Jesus
died on the cross for my sins.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. 他虽然是这样的话，他们如果要是没有改变，他们还是在基督，这还是没有到他们的心里。
See, when they say, "He's my Savior," I'm going to heaven.
他可以这样说，他是我的救世主，这样的我可以直接可以到天堂了，已经。And
they think it's just there, it stops.
而且这个并不是这样，实际上并没有这样。Great. 很好。
I'm secure and I'm going to heaven, and you know what? I get to do whatever I want now.
如果要是我已经得到了上天堂的门票，我这样的话，我现在就可以随心所欲了。We
as Southern Baptists.
我们是美南浸信会。
Believe that once you are saved,
我们相信,
once you make Christ your true Lord, you cannot lose that salvation.
作为美南教会浸信会的，我们会认为一次得救，永远一直得救，而且不会再失去你的救赎。
But it's important to point out.
但是很重要，我们要指出这里面。
That there's some people who say he's their Lord, but if their fruits aren't showing it, or if they say he's their Savior, and they don't say anything about him being Lord, then guess what? They probably truly weren't saved. But once they are saved, they cannot lose that salvation.
这里面有个结果是这样的，要很重要、很不同的地方。如果那些人如果要是口口声声说他们已经被，他们的口头上是说我承认耶稣是我的救主，但是他们的生活没有结出灵的果子，而且他们在这个生活的过程中没有向其他人传福音，没有这样做神所要求他们做的。实际上，真正来说，他们并没有在他们说他已经被救的时候，他真正的没有得救。这样的话。
Matthew 7:13-14. Let's just look at it.
马太福音七十三十四。God,
Jeff.
Okay, and我给大家读一下好了。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
Salvation is free.
救恩是白白给的。
But it's only going to come to those who are converted and turn their life to the Lord and make Him Lord.
是这样的，救恩虽然是白给的，但是救恩只临到那些真正 convert 就改变了的人，而且真正的转向，这个脱离罪恶转向耶稣那些人，而且这种救恩只是临到那些真正的以主为中心的救赎，相信这样的救赎的想法和这样的人的身上。
Salvation is only found by those who receive Christ.
救赎只是临到那些真正的把基督接受基督为救主的人。
Specifically as your Lord.
尤其是 Lord, not Savior, 那个他的那个就是救赎的。
Savior is secondary part of that.
Savior 他是救赎者，是在 Lord 这个为主。为主，以神为主之后,
Think of it this way.
大家这样想一想。
It's a lordship salvation.
它是以主为中心的一个救赎的理念。
You know, and in a modern sense, and you know, it's free, but it really isn't, because if you make him your Lord, it costs you everything you have.
如果要是作为现在的对于自由这个概念的理解，刚才我所说的自由是不符合现在这人的想法的，因为如果你要得到在主里面的自由，你要把你整个一生的都要献上去，都付上去，所以这自由不是完全的自由。用现在的思路来讲，
It's a gift that comes with one major requirement.
所以这个礼物是根据，虽然有这个白白的礼物，但是有一个要求。
Take up your cross and follow him.
就是一个肩负十字架跟随耶稣。
That's what I'm trying to preach.
也就是我今天要讲的主题 主要内容。
Make Christ your Savior, excuse me, your Lord, not just your Savior.
再重申一下，就是说要把主耶稣作为你的主，然后作为你的救赎者。
This is a biblical and gospel truth.
这是圣经上也是这样说的，这是也是福音的真理。
Here's one of those classic catchphrases. He's not to be Lord of all, or he's not Lord of all.
就是大家经常看到
needs to be Lord of all. Sorry.
大家经常看到这个，大家也知道跟着。这大致的意思就是说，他是 he needs to be Lord of all, Lord of all. 他说他应该是所有人的主，但是他并不仅仅是名义上主而已。
Let me talk to people who truly have Christ as their Lord out there.
OK, 让我把这个信息传到那些真正以基督为神、以基督为主的那些基督徒的那里。
Are you preaching or teaching lordship salvation?
就你是不是传扬和教授以耶稣为主的这种为主的救赎？
Let me share this quick little example.
让我给大家讲个小小的例子。
Two people are arguing about who gets to ride in the front seat of a cab.
两个人为坐出租车的前座而争吵。
And this went on for quite some time.
这种争吵就持续了一阵。
Finally, another guy from the organization shows up.
他们同着一起做工作的这个机构的人，另第三个人赶过，正好过来。
And he says, "I'll settle this. I'm going to ride up front."
他说的，不要吵，我把这个问题解决。你们谁也不要坐，我来坐。
Well, to come out, Well, come to find out, the reason for the argument was whoever rides in the front seat of the cab gets the privilege of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the driver.
那这个故事是这样的，就是后面就是说，其实吵来吵去，两个人就是为了争着谁能够坐在前面，能够给这个出租司机传福音而争吵。
So let me ask you a question. What are you arguing about?
所以说我要问大家一个问题，就是你会为什么争执或者争吵，为什么原因，为什么 cause?
What are we arguing about?
我们会为什么争吵，我们为什么而争吵。
Let me leave you with one last story.
今天讲最后一个故事了。
It's the story of Chessie, the linoleum eating dog.
但是现在讲讲一个关于狗的故事。这狗的名字 Chessie， 这个狗有一个很特殊的名字，叫吃人造革地板，就像这样的，就是那种卷的那种，是吃这种地板的狗。
I didn't hear you say the American word linoleum.
I try not to.
So what is it in Chinese?
You got to
read it now.
I do construction. I know that. Yeah. More than that, yeah. Let you do that.
In my late 20s, I shared a house with my fraternity brother, Tim.
I know my limitations. That was 34岁的时候，我和一个朋友叫Tim， 我住在南城的fraternity， 就是一个男生宿舍的，大学男生宿舍里面，我们同住一个房屋。
And one day Tim decided he wanted to get a dog, and he asked me since we lived together, and I humbly agreed, but I made sure it was clear, it's your dog.
Tim 突发奇想，想弄一条狗来养养。我很谦卑地跟他同意了，但是我很清楚地跟他讲，这是你的狗，跟我没关系。
I mean, I had dogs as pets when I was a child, and I knew how much work they were, and Tim never had a dog, so he never had this experience simply because Mom didn't like dogs.
我小的时候就有这些宠物，这些宠物我知道我养，这些我也知道跟宠物过来这些麻烦事。但是Tim从来没有养过，他没有经验，他没有养狗，只是因为他的妈妈不喜欢这些东西。Chessie
was a thoroughbred.
Chessie 是一个混的不能再混的混种狗了。Mutt.
He was part lab and part whatever. Plain and simple, he was a mutt. A good dog.
Yeah, I see somebody smile.
He did have one little shortcoming, though.
狗是好狗, 但是还是有一个小缺点。
He liked to chew.
他喜欢咬东西, 咬东西, 嚼东西。
He ate anything.
咬任何东西。
And one day I came home and I walked into the kitchen and I stepped on bare wood.
有一天他到那个厨房去，他一走进去，脚就杵在那个木板上了。No
floor in a big hole.
但是一个大坑那个地方，中间那个没有地毯或者是地面是那样，地板坑。The
linoleum was gone.
这地板那个就是那个叫 VCT 叫 vinyl 这个东西已经。
Now, I knew Tim had been home because I saw his briefcase, but I didn't see Chessie.
我知道Tim已经回家了，因为我看见他上班的公文箱已经放在家里。Come
on, Chessie! Come on, Chessie!
就像这样，大家叫狗。Then
I started to panic.
然后我就很紧张。Chessie!
I swore Tim probably killed him.
我就想可能是找不到，我就想肯定我几乎可以发誓。
Tim had murdered his dog.
Tim put Chessie inside.
Yes. I ran around the house looking and calling for Chessie, but nowhere he was missing. About a half an hour later, Tim arrived home. And he had Chessie with him. And he was alive. But Tim was still blood red. Probably blood pressure. He didn't say much at first. He just kept mumbling. Len no eat him. And I kept thinking, who the heck is Len and what is he eating? And then eventually I realized, linoleum.
一开始就linoleum，就好像一个动词宾语这样，动宾词组，前面那个词，后来再把这个串在一起，linoleum。So
I acknowledge that the fact, I acknowledge the fact that we were lacking a part of our floor.
把这所有的这个事情串在一起，我就知道了，原来这个为什么这狗，为什么这个地板，为什么这个洞。
There was so much silence, and finally I couldn't stand it anymore. So laughingly I said, Tim, why didn't you kill him? And he answered rather quickly, but real shortly. He said, thought about it.
何尝没有想过。
wouldn't solve the problem. I then said, but it would have made you feel better. And then he said, beating him made me feel pretty good. That's when I figured I better not push it too far. So the next day, Tim was back to normal. And he and Chelsea immediately enrolled in obedience school. For whom, I'm not sure. Tim replaced the floor with ceramic tile. Dogs don't like tile, it's too crunchy. So the funny thing is that life goes on. Each little setback builds our character. Each slice of our life teaches us more. Tim experienced being the master or the lord over his dog, a living, breathing thing. A disobedient animal. What a hard job. So his dog did something that he didn't really like. If you think about it, it affected me too. And Tim forgave him. And so does God. God created us and is our master. And we constantly do things he doesn't like. Yet he tolerates us. And better yet, he loves us. Thank you, Lord, for your gift of grace.
Thank you, 神, 谢谢神，你给我你的恩典，grace.
Thank you for not ending our relationship when we eat the proverbial linoleum.
感谢你在我们吃所谓的那种人造地板，引起你不高兴的时候，你没有中断你和我们之间的关系。
And thank you, Lord, for teaching us that when we do eat the linoleum, we should replace it with ceramic tile, something solid, like the words in your scripture. So my Lord, our Lord, your Lord, through your word, your grace, and your love, Father, please refine us.
上帝啊，上帝啊，神啊，你真是我的神，我们的神，也是你的神。听过你们所有的用你的爱来精炼我们，帮助我们臣服于你。
Father, help us to be obedient to your calling.
上帝啊，让你用你的爱教育我们，让我们能够臣服，能够顺从你的呼唤。
I ask you all now, go.
我请问大家。
And be obedient to our Lord.
就大家离去，做神的这个顺服的基督徒。
Amen.
Amen.